I'm sitting in cloudy London with a remarkable lady. Mariam Bibi is the founder of Huendo Core, which is a women's education and social development charity based in Waziristan in the federally administered tribal areas of Pakistan, right on the Afghan-Pakistan border. Mariam Bibi founded the organization in 1993, nearly 20 years ago, and despite the extraordinarily difficult economic, political circumstances, has made, I think, a real difference to people's lives. She lives in Peshawar herself now, and she's just visiting the UK. It's nice to be able to use this opportunity for her to say a bit about the organization that she runs. Mariam Bibi, do you want to just say a bit about what made you start Huendo Core in 1993 and what you're trying to do today?
Okay. I come from the tribal area. I belong to Wazir tribe. And being a woman and a tribal woman, I have come through many experiences. And my personal experiences as women made me realize that if there are opportunity for me, I will do work for the women empowerment, women development, especially in the tribal area also. We are based in Peshawar, and this Waziristan project is one part of our work.
But the life chances of a girl brought up in the tribal areas now, a girl born in the tribal areas today, tell us, what would be her life chances?
I think she has very limited opportunities, and only 3% is the literacy rate for tribal girls, and she has very limited chance of clean drinking water. She would be married off in 13, 14 years old. If she, it is not just married off, she might be sold, because selling of daughter is practice in that part of the world. So she doesn't have bright chances of...
And your argument is that the social underdevelopment is linked to the lack of security and the dangers.
Yes, I think that is the single one at the moment top priority, that security lapses and security, the deteriorating, even increasingly deteriorating security situation is big, big hurdle in the development, social development of the area.
And the violence that marks the situation today comes from many sources. There's obviously various branches of the insurgency. Yeah. There is the Pakistani military, and of course there are drone strikes as well. You, though, run over 100 schools, I think, for girls and for boys, or just for girls?
Some, in Fatah, in tribal area, we also, 50% are boys. But in other area, like in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, 80% are girls and 20% are boys. Yes, we do run...
But you must be then the largest education provider for girls in the Fatah.
I think in Fatah is one component of our work. We are pioneer in doing this education work in Fatah. Yes,
and
for girls' education.
I mean, we hear a lot about the Pakistani population, currently 180 million.
Yes.
By 2050, it will be 300 million. It will be the fourth most populous country in the world. How do you think the rest of Pakistan looks at the tribal areas? Because the truth is, it's not just a recent phenomenon that these tribal areas have been distinctive and new. Even under the British, they were tribal areas as well, with a different governance structure. But how does the rest of Pakistan look at the tribal areas?
It's a pity, because tribal area in local language are called Ilaka-e-Ghair. Ilaka-e-Ghair means foreign land. So it is treated as foreign land. And since last 60 years, it is continuously the structure, the system, the institutions are not changed. So tribal area is deprived and discriminated. And development is not for real development. It is a carrot and stick approach to keep people in control. So not in real sense, political parties are not allowed. So social development is directly very closely linked to what is happening there politically. So tribal area I think among the poorest and deprived area, I think in the South Asia and maybe in some areas are even in the whole world, I can say.
Just a final word from you. In the context of big decisions about interstate relations, you are a believer in the power of people-to-people links. How can people find out more about what you do and the organization that you run?
We have a website, and we have a sister charity based in the UK called UK Friends of Vandukur, and we have our addresses, so we can be contacted. And I not only believe in interfaith, I think this is a very central attribute of Islam.
Okay, well, look, I will make sure that we put on our website your links, and I want to thank you very much for taking the time to meet me and wish you very, very good luck with your incredibly important work.
Thank you so very much.